I know I usually save my secrets for the end of the episode, but I'm going to tell you my secret favorite candy. It's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It's really Reese's anything, but Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the thing that I'm like, have I had a bad day? I get these. Have I had a good day? I get these. Chocolate, salty peanut butter, the textures. I love everything about them. Also that there's two. So I'm like, oh, I get this one for later, which is 1 second later. Anyway, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, I love you. That's all. If you're me, you can shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you. Found wherever candy is sold. And I am.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Oh, hey, it's your dad, Ward, here. Okay, we got good news and bad news, folks. Bad news. Let's just start with the bad news. It's not that bad. I'm fine. But the bad news is my pneumonia did not want to cooperate. And I was back in the hospital for 4 days this past week, and things were not great. So that's the bad news. The bad news is I maybe pushed it a little bit when I should have been resting more. Pneumonia is not one to be fucked with. And I found that out the hard way. My lungs are like, can you not? And I was like, what about? Fine. So that's the bad news. Good news is I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine, and I will be back on my feet soon. The other good news is that per the recommendation of my doctors, as well as a couple of very dear friends who sat me down with my husband, I've been urged to take a break, take a little bit of a vacation. I haven't gone on a vacation or taken a break, gone to a beach or anything in like over 10 years. And
oh, hey, quick aside here. This is your fairy pod mother here, aka pod mom, aka Jared Sleeper, aka the wonderful love of my life's husband. Allie asked me to do this little aside. She got really anxious that she said to me, this is actually, people of the show are going to say, wait, this is inaccurate, actually. She took a trip to France. She did episodes about it. And therein lies the rub, okay? Allie turned that potential vacation into work. And that happens a lot. Also, that was kind of a family trip. And, you know, we love family. We love a family trip. But I think we can all agree, family trips, which we have taken some, those can be, I would include those as labor to a certain, in terms of restful or restorativeness. Not for all of us. Not for all of us. Some of you probably have wonderful families. But there you have it. That's the quick aside. She said, so that is true. And I'm going to tell you something right now, as your mother. Your father works very hard for you. I'm going to sit you down in a scary way. Your father works very hard for you and loves you so much. And we just got to give him a chance to fucking rat. Just let him feel that love, okay? They're so precious to me. They're so perfect. And I'm begging you, just show him that love. Send that healing energy. She needs a damn rest. Oh, she needs a damn rest. Okay. All right. Back to the love of my fucking life. You know what I mean? Okay. Thank you so much. I can't believe she made me do this, but there you go.
I haven't gone on a vacation or taken a break, gone to a beach or anything in like over 10 years. And you know, I love my work. This podcast is my absolute dream job. It was something I wanted to do for years and years. And the fact that it exists and I get to do it as a job is beyond my wildest dreams. And so it's really, really hard for me to say, hey, I'm going to take a break because I love y'all. And this is such an incredible audience full of people that I've gotten to know and meet. And I don't want to disappoint you, but I know that you're also very caring and compassionate and wonderful and that you care about me and that you love me back. And I know that you want me to be in better health. So I'm listening to the people who love me and I'm taking a break and I'm taking a little bit of a reset so that I can A, heal my lungs and also so that I can just get a little bit more relaxed and recharged because I think what makes this podcast great is how much I love doing it and the enthusiasm and the curiosity and everything. And burnout is not fun for you or for me. So I'm taking a break. I know I took a little bit of a break last summer when my dad passed away. I had a lot of funeral planning to do, helping my mom move, stuff like that. This is a little different. This is for me. And so I'm not going to lie. It's pretty scary. I care about how well the show does. I care about job security. I employ people. And I don't want to disappoint you. So it's tough to take a break because I'm afraid of losing everything that I've built. But I have to just trust that you love the show because you love the show and that you'll stick by me through maybe some encore episodes you've never heard. Maybe you want to re-listen to them again. Please share them with friends who maybe haven't heard them the first time. And when I come back, I'll be the same curious, goofy, weird me, but just with a little bit more brain energy. One of the things that I've learned from doing this podcast is that y'all are here to learn, and you do learn a lot, and we're friends. And so I feel like it's kind of a bad example if I'm burning out or exhausted or not taking breaks like a person should. That's not modeling good behavior. If I'm living in a massive scarcity mindset of being afraid to step away from work because I'll lose everything, then what does that tell you? And so part of doing this is also to model by example some healthy boundaries and to listen to my own body and brain and say, I'm really sick. I've been in the hospital. I need to just take a big, deep breath, maybe go to the beach, literally turn my phone off for the first time in a decade, read some books, do a lot of journaling, and really get back to my voice and myself and who I am. So I'm doing this for me and hopefully for all of us. And if you're listening to this and you're feeling burnt out or you're feeling like you're prioritizing things that maybe aren't the healthiest for you, I hope that this is a sign to you to kind of take stock of that and really figure out, are you doing the best things for yourself, or are you doing things because you think you should or because you're scared to stop doing them? So let my little journey with anxiety and putting work ahead of my health be a lesson to you. So when I come back, I'll be me, but just more me, which is what my friends and family and doctors and hopefully y'all want. So the next few weeks have really, really good encores. And I've reached out to the guests who have become good friends now. And obviously, they want this for me too. So they're going to give you some updates in each of the encores, what they're up to. And again, if you haven't listened, enjoy. If you have, listen again. And yeah, I'll be back in a few weeks with better lungs and an even happier brain. See you then. In the meantime, stick around. Make sure you're subscribed, rate, review, all of that. And I'm just going to trust that this little house I built for all of us won't collapse while I'm away. All right? Okay. Off we go. Bye-bye.
Just get well soon, okay?